The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Joining us live is Wong Kai. He's a tech contributor for the Business Times. You're listening to Tech Talk. And today we're looking at China racing ahead in the 5G race. State-owned carrier China Mobile has announced it is already building the first 5G smart highway. That's a city-scale system of roads capable of supporting cellular network-coordinated transportation services. Sounds really impressive. How far ahead is China in the 5G race?
Well, this is really interesting. So China Mobile plans to roll out this collection of 5G services on the highway, beginning with smart toll stations that could do away with current toll booths and human operators. So it basically, when the car goes down the highway, boop, charged. Also, on the non-profiting side, the carrier also plans to gather real-time traffic information and make AI-assisted predictions using the data it's collected, as well as using 5G to support autonomous cars. So as we know, autonomous cars talk to each other on the highway, so they need really fast, super fast 5G networks to do that. And that's why 5G is actually even a bigger sea change from 3G to 4G.
I see. Yeah. So are there other companies also trying to make inroads in such a space?
Definitely. This is a big space, very competitive. That's why 5G has been so hotly contested, both in the technological space and the political space as well. So we're looking at South Korea as well. South Korean carriers SK Telecom, KT and LG U+ have all run 5G tests of self-driving vehicles. And Samsung has even set up a fake city to test cars. So they've actually built an entire city to test sort of driverless cars and all that. So it's quite fascinating.
It shows you how important this race is. So this is all about wireless, faster speeds, but also potentially using less energy. Right?
That's right. And it increases or improves the communication between devices as well. So like I said, autonomous cars, you know, they have boatloads of information that they need to receive and send in order for them to sort of avoid each other. So, you know, 5G is really going to be a big game changer for all of us.
Keep an eye out on that race.
Definitely.
Which China seems to be winning. But let's move on to Global Esports, whose revenues will hit $1.1 billion in 2019, up 27% since last year, amid ballooning revenues from advertising, sponsorship, media rights, to competitive video gaming. This according to a Tuesday report. Okay, let's back up a little and explain what esports is and how much revenue we can expect from video gaming. It's a huge market.
And if I know video gaming was so competitive, I'd have gone completely from the different route that I've
Me
done
too.
Now. Like, hey, you get paid big bucks to play video games. This is all there is, like, I'm serious. So brand investments through advertising, sponsorship and media rights, as we said earlier, they will make up 82% or $897 million of total revenues. And actually, brand support has nearly tripled since 2015. So that's around the time where esports sort of really took off. Bigger titles came in and sort of really took off then. This is from data from Newzoo, a gaming industry analytics firm. And so basically, esports, for those who are sort of like me, you know, we still think of esports as being played to play games. Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. So people have formed teams, very professional teams. These guys train like Olympic athletes. So they train easily 10-hour days. They go in there, they sit down, and they play and play and play. So apparently in Taiwan, I was just reading, they have schools that train students how to play esports.
Gosh.
Yeah, so they have them work, live, and eat, live together as teams, and they play and they compete, and they even go for like exercise, like really workouts all together.
Oh.
It's a proper sort of industry.
Okay, so which countries or areas can we expect to be prime revenue generators?
So North America would generate $409 million of esports revenues in 2019, the most of any region. This report found China will generate 19% and South Korea 6%, with the rest of the world comprising the remaining 38%, according to this report.
I think Singapore last year hosted its first ASEAN esports tournament.
That is correct. I remember I was interviewing, I think it was Singtel, and basically they said they are quite into this whole esports thing, and it's right up the it's right up also the same thing that other telcos are doing as well, because it is a big revenue generator for them.
Yeah, you know, makes sense.
They can sell these high speed internet connections to them and also put their name out there,
right,
which is what the sponsorship is
opening
all about.
Up a whole new occupation here in Singapore as well.
Professional esports athlete.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
About that?
Sign me up.
How about that? Sign me up. Yeah.
Apple. Moving on to Apple, it's been in talks with publishers about a subscription news service that would be a new paid tier of its Apple News app. But the company has reportedly been butting heads with publishers over the details monetary-wise. Apple wants to keep reportedly about 50% of subscription revenue from the service. So, Apple and paid news subscription. How will this work?
So, this is basically the Netflix for news. You pay a sum and you get all the news you could want. So, this will allow customers to access this unlimited amount of content from publishers that Apple has obviously, you know, vetted and all that, very reputable publishers. So the service could be around $10 a month, which is similar to what Apple Music is charging now, but the cost hasn't been finalized yet. And also, I believe the royalties that Apple is going to get from this, or rather the share of profits that Apple is going to get from this. Because 50%, I mean, Apple is, we all know that Apple and, you know, music publishers, they all have quite deals which Apple has quite a big share in. But 50%, I don't know whether that's big or not. It sounds really quite over the top, actually.
Okay, it makes me wonder, so how successful can this be when Apple is demanding a steep price?
So yeah, I mean, look, if Apple basically has to get quite a few news publishers on board, because right now Apple has I think the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. So they're in talks with all these big publishers to get all the news in. But Apple really has to build up this library of publishers in order for them to, you know, basically even start charging anyone. So 50%, if they really want to take 50%, okay, they have to show that, hey, we've really got all these people on board and we've got the reach.
I wonder how Apple's going to revolutionize that space. You know, are people going to pay for something that traditionally they're used to getting free?
Yeah.
But then again, we've seen what streaming providers have changed, how they've changed the music business.
Exactly, right. And news nowadays is quite democratized, like you said. You know, you can get it from social media, you can get it from other news organizations.
Facebook posts.
Facebook, yeah. I mean, for better or for worse. So it's like, you know, how successful can they be to curate news when, in fact, news is going the other way? Everyone, they're trying to go their own way.
And I'm not
reduce
sure people
costs.
Want so much of it. Like, we want Spotify because we love having music. As much music
yeah,
as we
exactly.
can. But do we need more
it's entertainment,
more news?
Right? You know, but news is sort of occupies a sort of a different space than music and or movies.
That's true. That's a very good point there. Well, Kanye, before we let you go, you've been giving us some tech trivia in a new segment that you started last week. Did you know? What do you have for us today?
So, did you know that the longest word that you can type on the top row of your keyboard is typewriter?
I think you've been a print journal a little too long.
On the top row, yeah?
Okay, so everyone just look at the top row of your keyboard, just right
okay,
below
looking,
the number pad.
T-Y-P-E,
W-R-I-T-E-R.
Actually, you're right. You are right.
I think we actually should challenge people to come up with a longer word than typewriter. Just using the top row of your keyboard.
That is a good idea. Kai will give you his personal mug.
That is such a great question for a brain buster.
Right. So spend the next couple of days over the weekend, whatever it is, finding whether you can type a longer word and typewriter on the top row of your keyboard.
Oh boy. And that's fun. Thank you so much as always for coming by. Wong Kai is a tech contributor for the Business Times. This has been Tech Talk.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.